This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
President Trump, I am here to respectfully tell you that if you don't wake the f*** up and take action right now, you're not going to get reelected in 2020. In fact, the globalists are going to steal that election and then fully overthrow this nation as you know well. I'm about to give you a briefing on the endgame of censorship and the fact that you must act now. Mr. President, we're able to get this report to you. I beg you for yourself, your family, my family, and the whole world to understand that your blind spot, your Achilles heel, is your confidence that you can overpower the censors and overpower the manipulation that we saw in 2016.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, July 29th, 2019. I am your host, Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar. Websites are InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrismPlanet.com, and Paul, of course, has his Summit.News, doing an excellent job, Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to kick off tomorrow a 40-hour special broadcast starting at 8 a.m. with David Knight, myself after that, Owen Schroer in the War Room, and then right through for the next 40 hours as we cover the live Clown World Part 2 event from the collapsed leftist city of the once great Detroit, Michigan. We're going to have our reporters, like we did last time, with amazing on-the-ground live coverage. You can find local radio stations in your area or InfoWars.com/show. You can also spread the link clownworld.us to everyone you know, and that URL is not as censored. Now, speaking of censorship, for any country or any people to be free, they've got to have free speech. They've got to have a way to communicate. And now, just this last week, even Google is telling advertisers that having the keyword Christian in their search term is offensive and not acceptable, but Muslim or Wiccan or Buddhist or Satanist or agnostic or atheist is. This is how massive this culture control has gotten beyond any even oppressive authoritarian university. And in the first minute of the broadcast, I put up on screen the intro of a 9.5-minute video that is linked up on drudgereport.com. We'll show viewers drudgereport.com right there on the right-hand side. It's the easiest place to find it. Alex Jones, why is President Trump committing suicide? And we're going to move that video back to the front page of InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com so that hopefully this great audience will share that link, because we are in an information war. We have all the internal videos from Google and Facebook and Twitter admitting they plan to steal the election. We have all this computer scientist experts showing it's already ongoing. It's so massive. 200 million plus followers of several hundred dominant meme accounts on Instagram and Facebook were destroyed. Some of these accounts that had been up for 5 years or longer had 40-plus million followers on one account, 30-plus million on another account. Dozens of other accounts had millions of followers who'd chosen to go to those accounts that were libertarian, nationalist, pro-Trump. They were all, in the last 4 days, destroyed. In fact, the numbers are intensifying. As of last Friday, it was over 100 million followers who lost their ability to visit those sites. So over 200 million as of Saturday when I counted it up. I don't know what it is now, but the emails, the calls, everything is pouring in. I've got family calling me saying they've lost their Instagrams, and they're not even political. If they see American flags, if they see you're Christian, they're coming after you in an attempt to scare other Christians and other Americans to pull down the American flags, to stop talking about Jesus, to stop even calling yourselves Christian, just like all the big ecumenical movements have done. This is here. And they're making their move beyond Evergreen College, beyond any of the stuff you've seen at Harvard. This is mind control. This is America and the world as a giant globalist re-education camp. Whatever you do, understand history's happening now and you are on the battlefield. Stay with us.
Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones. That's where the next adventure against tyranny begins. That's where I'm going to be posting exclusive content 7 days a week in the fight for human freedom worldwide. That's where people that are at the third tier will get a free special edition t-shirt and more. Subscribestar, Alex Jones. Search it today. It's a super hot site. It's pro-freedom. It's pro-free speech. It's exploding right now. We're very excited to be involved at Subscribestar. So be sure and join me at Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones for the next level of the human revolution against tyranny. When you subscribe today, you will see information. You will see videos. You will see articles. You will see documents you won't see anywhere else at Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones. So subscribe today for exclusive content nowhere else on the World Wide Web. Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Take you live to the front lines of the fight for America, for free speech, for property rights, for the right to not be forcibly inoculated, for the right to not live in a city or town microwaved by 5G. We are the tip of the spear thanks to all of your support. You are the tip of the spear. This whole operation is symbiotic, a 360 win if we're able to defeat the globalists. It is Monday, July 29th, 2019. I'll be here for the next 4 hours. We have a retired state police officer whose brother is a friend of the show, Joe Bannister's brother. We'll be popping in at the bottom of the middle of the next hour, and he will be getting into the inside scoop on what happened at the Garlic Festival, where several people were shot and killed, including a six-year-old boy, more than, 14 people now wounded in the gun-free zone. And how the individual was able to get in through a creek and cut his way in. Mass shooting at Garlic Festival, six-year-old among dead, terror in California, gunman ID'd, I'm really angry. And the state police officer that's going to be joining us, who just recently retired, is John Bannister. And he used to run the security at the Garlic Festival just a few years ago. So he will be joining us coming up at the bottom of the next hour. Okay. It's a quickening. It's the best of times, worst of times. Trump is starting to go after the swamp. He said he's going to go after him criminally. We'll see if he gets the Justice Department to do their job. It's all very cut and dry. But this new individual he's tapped out of Texas, who's been a former federal prosecutor and is an expert on how to go after illegal spying, he has been nominated to replace Dan Coats, who is clearly a deep stater. So that is all coming up as well today. We are also going to be playing some clips from John Ratcliffe, who just said that Trump is nominated, who says that AG Barr will deliver justice to any Obama officials who committed crimes. That's all coming up today. Trump's doing a great job so far on that front, standing up to the deep state. But it's only a beginning. But if he doesn't stand against the very same deep state, the very same intelligence agencies that founded and run Google, Facebook, and Twitter that are stay-behinds from Obama and Hillary, then he's going to be defeated. They're going to steal the election. And it's a very serious issue. I made a huge deal about this yesterday, and I'm very angry at Trump because our destinies are tied to Trump. There's no doubt he's fighting the globalists. There's no doubt he's making them angry. But if he doesn't bring them to justice, and if he doesn't get on the offense, they're already on the offense. They're not going to back down. And they're intimidating and harassing and bullying Americans, and they're censoring hundreds of millions of people. And if Trump doesn't take action on that, then it's a dereliction of duty, and he will be removed from office, and he will be indicted. They want to punish nationalists. So the report where I asked President Trump, are you committing suicide? Why are you committing suicide? Is on drudgereport.com on the right-hand side. And I'm asking everyone to go there and to get that link off drudgereport.com. Why is President Trump committing suicide? Alex Jones, emergency message to 45. It's only 7.5 minutes long. It's got the evidence of what's happening, and it needs to get out there in a big way. Now let's go ahead and go to this boil down report. Hillary and Obama face the music, and then we'll be back on the other side to get into the entire spectrum of amazing news. Stay with us.
Let's look into Obama the way they've looked at me from day one. They've looked into everything that we've done. They could look into the book deal that President Obama made. Let's subpoena all of his records. Let's subpoena all of the records having to do with Hillary Clinton and all of the nonsense that went on with Clinton and her foundation and everything else. We could do that all day long.
Ladies and gentlemen, Trump is moving and moving in a big way against the deep state. On Friday in a press conference, he said there should be a criminal investigation of Obama and Hillary for their deep state activities trying to overthrow his election. That's called attempted overthrow of the government. It's called high treason. Then Congressman John Ratcliffe did the rounds in the last 2 days on Fox News, you name it, saying there's going to be criminal charges coming for a lot of high-level people. That's a big deal. But how big was it then when Trump, 15 minutes ago, tweeted this out? I am pleased to announce that highly respected Congressman John Ratcliffe of Texas will be nominated by me to the Director of National Intelligence. A former U.S. attorney, John will lead and inspire greatness for the country he loves. Dan Coats, the current director, will be stepping down. Now, the word is Coats helped with the whole ongoing cover-up but lied to Trump's face. With General Rogers, former head of the NSA that first warned Trump when he was president-elect. This is beyond bombshell information.
Can you give me an example other than Donald Trump where the Justice Department determined that an investigated person was not exonerated because their innocence was not conclusively determined?
I cannot, but this is a unique
situation. Okay, well, you can't. Time is short. I've got 5 minutes. Let's just leave it at you can't find it because I'll tell you why. It doesn't exist. The special counsel's job, nowhere does it say that you were to conclusively determine Donald Trump's innocence or that the special counsel report should determine whether or not to exonerate him. It's not in any of the documents. It's not in your appointment order. It's not in the special counsel regulations. It's not in the OLC opinions. It's not in the justice manual. And it's not in the principles of federal prosecution. Nowhere do those words appear together because respectfully, Director, it was not the special counsel's job to conclusively determine Donald Trump's innocence or to exonerate him. Because the bedrock principle of our justice system is a presumption of innocence. It exists for everyone. Everyone is entitled to it, including sitting presidents. And because there is a presumption of innocence, prosecutors never, ever need to conclusively determine it.
Should Adam Schiff step down, given the fact that he has massively, massively misled the American people for 2 years going, as has people like John Brennan, who went on CNN and said the president committed treason?
Well, the Democrats overplayed their hand here. They've dug a pretty big hole for themselves, and Adam helped dig that hole. I'm not going to be the one to take the shovel out of his hand at this point in time. I think the Democrats need to look at this. The chairman of the most coveted committee in the House, the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, is someone who accused the president of crimes, who said he had evidence of those crimes, who said he thought the president would end his first term in jail. His ability to govern the Intelligence Committee, his credibility in calling investigations going forward is very much in question.
Trump has been surrounded. Trump has been demonized. He's been lied about. He's been obstructed. But he's really getting his heels in now. He's really his tires are not spinning anymore. They're catching onto the ground here. He's getting real friction and moving forward. The problem is the internet and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube are conservatively, when it comes to politics, hundreds of times bigger than all cable news combined. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live, but I wanted to air that report because it has a good compilation from the Sunday broadcast of the fact that Trump is starting to go on the offense, and that's what he's got to do. The establishment's not going to back down. They're not going to quit. They're not going to give in. They are just going to continue to try to remove Trump because they have to punish a nationalist president who would dare stand up to the Chi-Coms and others, because the Democrats are bought and paid for almost entirely by foreign multinational combines that have decided that China is the future of the world, that have decided that America is to be taught a lesson. I mean, my goodness, look at the propaganda out of mainstream media. It's that America's bad, don't have the American flag, take it off Nike tennis shoes, take it out of colleges, don't say American or America. They are demoralizing us. They are teaching us to hate ourselves and that we are a doormat for everybody. And then all these lies that if we say, look at Democrat cities full of rats and feces, they go, oh, you're calling our people rats. It's just incredible. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back. This is the most banned, most lied about, most demonized multimedia broadcast in the world, but thanks to you, the listeners and viewers and great people like Matt Drudge, we're breaking through the electronic Berlin Wall, the globalist, and the truth is getting out there. We're not going to convert to a system like communist China where their journalists are arrested and killed. We're going to stand against the big corporate media, the CNNs, the ABCs, the MSNBCs that are openly lobbying to take the American people's speech away and then lying about Trump, saying that he's attacking the media and the free press. When he's not trying to shut down the corporate press, he's simply countering their lies. Let me break down what's coming up today. I mean, I've already got into the big censorship situation, how Trump has to take action. And I've already gotten into the fact that Trump's removing the head of the Director of National Intelligence that oversees the 17 agencies and putting a bulldog in there that will really go after him, Congressman John Ratcliffe of Texas, former federal prosecutor. That's sending alarm bells throughout the deep state. But if Trump doesn't go after the censorship and the concerted attacks on mainline Christians now, and Google last week saying officially you can't use the keyword Christian, that violates terms of service, that it's a dirty word. Paul wrote about that last Monday, but on Friday they started sending out the notices to people with YouTube accounts saying the word Christian is bad. And a lot of listeners are probably saying, look, that can't be. Major universities across the country last week said, do not say American or America. It's hurtful. It was just July 4th. They did it on purpose that Nike took the Betsy Ross flag off the Kaepernick. When Kaepernick complained, this is meant to be over the top. Because if we just get used to hearing about how the American flag's getting pulled down and Mexican flags run up by the city council of Aurora, a bunch of white people, virtue signaling, and if we get used to hearing the term mother and father's hurtful, and we get used to pedophiles saying they're going to come recruit our kids out of the school and groom them whether we like it or not, the sky's the limit. But let me tell you what else is coming up. Oh, now National Review, the same folks that helped the Democrats basically merge the communist Chinese. American movie studios are wrong to appease Chinese censors. Well, that's a decade late and $1 trillion short. That's right. Got to airbrush those flags, those foreign flags, those Japanese and Taiwanese flags out. It's a lot more than that. Google and Apple have moved into China. They're tax exempt. Think of the level of treason we're dealing with. And then the big move to impeach Trump. All these fake national polls saying, oh, 45% agree it's time to impeach him. Yeah. Who'd you call on the telephone in that poll? What was the margin of error? Did you over-skew Democrats like they do in all polls? These polls are fake. It's the age of deception. The private Federal Reserve raised interest rates 8 times to kill the economy. Trump's already removed 2 of the Fed board. He's threatening to remove the head of the Fed board. So now they're saying, okay, they're going to announce an interest rate cut. And again, folks, we need interest rates to be increased, except the EU and China and everybody else have cut their rates, and they're flooding money. And so it's a global devaluation regardless. And that's what's so dangerous about all this. That's coming up as well. But without even trying to look for these reports, later in the show I'm going to do this, later in the broadcast, I see videos and compilations and underground articles and local news stories by police departments every day that don't get national attention, where gangs of racist black people target white people, old people, young people, and beat them, in some cases kill them, and then there's no news coverage of it, but there's news coverage everywhere about record numbers of whites targeting minorities, and then there isn't any evidence of that. They just lie, like FBI Director Wray did before Congress. I have stacks of these here and in Europe, of videos of this, stacks of articles. Germany, police say man of African descent killed 8-year-old boy after pushing him in front of train for no reason with his mother. She rolled out of the way. The child died. Courts in Europe are ruling that foreigners can rape women because, well, it's a virtue signal. That's how out of control all of this has gotten. It's all racially focused with the media pushing race war and weird apology tours financed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, who's pumping hundreds of millions of dollars into these speakers that come and speak to your college or high school and teach you about how white people are bad. But it's okay because a white person's saying it. It is the most racist divide-and-conquer strategy ever. And Bill and Melinda Gates are doing this because they fund eugenics operations all over the world to make white people racist. It's reverse psychology, and it's very, very, very diabolical. So that's coming up in the last segment of this hour. I'm going to go into some articles on that and detail it in great detail. The Daily Caller Foundation has done a big report on that as well. Now, tomorrow at 8 a.m. when David Knight normally kicks off the David Knight Show, we kick off a 40-hour Clown World 2 coverage of the Democrat national debates from Detroit, Michigan. We're going to have reporters on the ground like we did last time. We're going to have constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes in studio with us, and David Knight, Owen Schroyer, Paul Joseph Watson, so many others. Clownworld.us is the easiest way to find the feed, or Infowars.com/show. Now, I know you're already dialed in. I know you're already informed, and I don't have to tell you that it's all in your hands. You are in the field, on the field, in the arena, whether you want to be or not. But obviously, you're tuned into this broadcast. You care. And so this is a team effort to circumvent and overpower the big corporate media and big tech and all the lies they're putting out. They don't want us to be dissecting the technical difficulties and the idiocy and all the free stuff that's going to be offered tomorrow. They want an echo chamber so the people watching that get normalized to hearing white people are inherently bad, healthcare, housing, education, livings should be free, whether you want to work or can't work or don't want to work. Remember, AOC said whether you can't work or don't want to work, you'll get a free income. As the states the Democrats control are collapsing, as the student aid's being disappeared, as the welfare is being taken away by the Blue City controllers who are robbing their people. They don't want us on air to expose Elijah Cummings. By the way, they're taking down the Twitters and Facebooks of citizen journalists who are black in Baltimore, Maryland, showing that the rats are so bad the streets are collapsing, and showing that they've been begging for help. But Elijah Cummings steals all the money. He's well known to be corrupt. They don't want us here when they tell us that the sky's black and it's blue. They don't want us here to say that's not true, to call out the emperors not wearing any clothes. It's all coming up straight ahead.
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite. of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
And of war and of peace has been our experience. The globalists are teaching us to hate ourselves. They're teaching us the post-human millennium is here. And we need to just step down and step aside and let the globalists control the future in their final revolution. But some of us don't want to do that. every socialist or communist or leftist city on earth is a giant, imploded system of isolated individuals, almost no families, incredible corruption, with Democrat ruling classes feeding off giant slums and subpopulations. And that's why if somebody comes in from corrupt Puerto Rico, or somebody comes in from corrupt Somalia, there are a lot of great people in those countries, especially protectorates like Puerto Rico, a lot of Puerto Rican listeners, a lot of great culture. But the ruling class of corruption comes into the United States and sets up the very same system. The former Soviet Union satellite leaders, many of which ran dictatorships in places like Hungary and Romania and Poland, they are now EU heads in the unelected EU government. This is a formula. This is a plan. And Elijah Cummings has been in Congress 30-plus years. No one even runs against him. He's incredibly corrupt. He's a thug. And he chews out Congress saying, we torture children, we kill children, we take them from their parents, that the Border Patrol are Nazis. He goes along with the drink out of toilet stuff. And so Trump knows all about Baltimore, Maryland, because he owns some buildings in the nicer area. And he said, why don't you fix your own city? There's an article on Infowars.com and Newswars.com by Paul Joseph Watson with the headline. We can put it up there and scroll down for TV viewers. Radio listeners should go get it and share it. And it says, proof, video shows that much of Baltimore, Maryland is a rat-infested hellhole. And then it shows the derelict houses, the abandos, as they're called, and the murder maps. And the murder maps show the thousands of murders a year in Baltimore, only rivaled by Chicago. Again, those maps are in the article by Paul Joseph Watson on Newswars.com and Infowars.com. And we're going to go over some of these for you and then play some clips right now. But here's a headline. Democrats, Baltimore mayor, we'll play this in a moment, confirms Trump's comments. Oh, my God, you can smell the rats and dead animals. The streets are collapsing because the rats build nests underneath them. Now, that's the black mayor a year ago. But Elijah Cummings says it's better to have rats than to be a rat. He can't take care of his people. We got millions pouring across the border, hundreds of thousands a month, that are coming and turning themselves in wanting asylum. We process who they are in lavish accommodations, with microscopes aimed at the people. The women and children are in lavish. The men aren't, because they'd have to put the children in bad conditions if they didn't, because it's collapsing. But Elijah Cummings won't take care of a road warrior level collapse. It's like what you see in beyond third world countries, what you see in Escape from New York. Now, Elijah Cummings doesn't care. Here's some more of the articles. Baltimore's rat problem is so bad, roads are collapsing. You've got to go look at these articles for yourself. You've got to look at the crime maps, the murder maps. They're all on Infowars.com in that article. Rat problem is so bad in Baltimore that a documentary film was made about it. Some of the rats are as big as chihuahuas. Woman who filmed Baltimore trash videos now being harassed by leftists. Go read that Steve Watson article. Nobody's going to see this unless you get it out. Hell, they'll probably say Trump's killing people next in Baltimore. So that's just some of what's unfolding here. And here's the Baltimore mayor talking about how bad it is.
About a year ago, city leaders identified some of the city's most violent neighborhoods.
What the hell? We should just take all this down.
To Target.
Ooh, you can smell the rats.
Under Baltimore's Violence Reduction Initiative.
Ooh, Jesus.
Just last week, we went with Mayor Pugh as she toured in East Baltimore neighborhood.
This is a new one. I've been out here 54 years. This is a new one.
Baltimore's Violence Reduction Initiative is about taking steps to rid communities of the cornerstones that contribute to crime.
Oh, my God. You can smell the dead animals.
Blocks of dilapidated buildings help to hide the addiction that's crippled this community.
And, of course, Bernie Sanders a couple years ago, blaming the rich people, said, look at Baltimore. It is like a third world country. And they went on to talk about the piles of trash, the no service, the police won't show up. There's just piles of garbage everywhere. The murders just constantly happening, drive-by shootings, and nothing's being done. And now whites that live in the area all over the place are being beaten and robbed and driven out, which is making things collapse even faster. Here's Bernie Sanders.
The fact of the matter is that America is the wealthiest country in the history of the world. But anyone who took the walk that we took around this neighborhood would not think you're in a wealthy nation. You would think that you were in a third world.
Well, you know, third world countries always become third world, Bernie, because people start offering a bunch of free stuff. And then an elite gets in that basically takes total control. We've had the most wealth because we didn't have a big welfare system, and we were Christian, and we were capitalist. Now we have a bunch of ultra-rich power elites that are basically tax-exempt, who sit offshore, who are funding socialism and communism to domesticate us and control us. But anywhere the left is in control, they absolutely exploit and control their people, putting them on giant modern plantations. That's the plan. That's the operation. That's what they do. And I know as an audience, you know that. But as the censorship intensifies, the average person on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube cannot even show you this information. So the Democrats can just sit there and lie and lie and lie. We're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to get into the incredible level of brainwashing that white people are inherently evil and are inherently bad by white academics and others who are being financed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. That's coming up. Speaking of financed, I'm being financed by you, the American people. And the main reason they sued me with the fake Sandy Hook lawsuits and all that, they've now admitted, was to try to get into our finances to discover who finances us. And they're now beside themselves that we're not funded by the Russians or the Mercers or anybody else. We're funded by you, the viewer, you, the listener, buying products direct from us. They harassed and took most of our sponsors many years ago. So I went to direct sales. I was always doing that with documentary films and T-shirts and things. And so we bring you the best supplements, the best water filtration, the best air filtration, the best non-GMO heirloom seeds, the very best shortwave radios that you'll find at the lowest prices. It's all there. A hardware store, a preparedness store, a Patriot apparel store, a huge supplement operation. And today, and it will end today because we have new specials tomorrow, 50% off DNA Force for your telomeres, your cells, everything. Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, Supernova Vitality, it's all 50% off right now, but that sale has to end in your purchase. Finances our operation, and we're getting close to selling out of the Don't Tread on Me Chris Pratt style American flag shirt. So be sure and get yours and support the Second American Revolution.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Ladies and gentlemen, you saw it just a few weeks ago. The greatest show on earth. 20 clown Democrats all offering more free stuff than the next person. Bernie Sanders said we all get $15 minimum wage unless you work for me at his campaign. But since then, we've seen, little Eric Swalwell sucking on his thumb. He was at 0%, but Beto O'Rourke's polling at 0%. He hasn't stepped down either. So, coming up this Tuesday and this Wednesday, we're going to have from Detroit, Michigan, Clown World 2, the greatest show on earth. Ringmaster, bring me my microphone. They want to normalize their leftist propaganda that America's run by Nazis. We didn't kill the Nazis and defeat them. That America's torturing little Hispanic children in concentration camps, even though they're the most open nation in the world, and 60-plus percent of the Border Patrol is Hispanic. They want to sell you on the idea. Cory Booker, Joe Biden, and all the rest of these individuals want to tell you how much America sucks. And so it's going to be a great train wreck watching them fall all over themselves, demonizing America and promising free education, free health care, free homes. Even if you don't want to work, you're going to get free stuff. They've all adopted AOC's policies. Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas is trying to crash the U.S. economy right now, try to stop Trump. We're going to be covering it this Tuesday and this Wednesday live with myself, Robert Barnes, David Knight, Owen Schroyer, Will Johnson's in town, and so many others. And we're going to have reporters on the ground, Millie Weaver and Caitlin Bennett and others, just like last time, there covering the entire spectacle. This is going to be the greatest show on earth. We're going to document just how pathetic these maggots are. And we're going to have people on the street covering it all at clownworld.us and infowars.com/show and on hundreds of radio and TV stations in defiance of the globalist censors that don't want us to point out the emperor's new clothes, that don't want us to point out how pathetic they are and how the whole world is sick of these people. So do your part, my friends, if you want to defeat the censors, and I know you do. Spread the world about our two-night-only coverage of Clown World 2, the greatest show on earth, at Infowars.com/show and clownworld.us. I'm Alex Jones, and I endorse this message. We're definitely hitting on all cylinders, ladies and gentlemen, thanks to you. Okay, I said this segment I was going to get into the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And this extremely critical report out of the Daily Caller News Foundation. $12,000 a day, how white liberals profit from pushing white privilege. They have thousands of speakers, on average paid $4,000 a day. Some are paid for $20,000 a day. To go around and tell people that whites are inherently bad. Now, why would Bill and Melinda Gates do that? When I start the next hour, I'm going to get to that. And then, I've been watching this Area 51 situation. And my original thoughts 3 weeks ago are dead on. And I'm sure you had the same thoughts. But let me just explain something, and I'm sure you all know this. Anyone that's had a Facebook page the last few years knows that you have to pay money basically to have one now, unless you're just a private person they want to spy on and then sell your data. But if you try to start a Facebook for your dog grooming place, they're going to say terms of service now and I'll let you have it. If you do one for your church, they're going to demand money now. Google's not letting people promote Christianity. I mean, this is just, they're taking American flags off Nike tennis shoes. They're telling universities. The universities are saying, don't say America or American. This is meant to be over the top. I'm going to break that down next hour because, what am I getting at? This individual is a cutout. And I want him on the show. He wants to come on here and defend himself, but I've seen him. We're going to play the clip next hour of him doing a local news interview. The individual that has organized 1.6 million people to storm a Skunk Works space plane base, an Air Force aircraft testing facility. It's got nuclear weapons, chemical weapons stored at it, toxic waste dumps. Reportedly, it's where they haul decommissioned nuclear reactors out of submarines. It's a giant waste dump. And they're saying 1.6 million are going to storm it, and Facebook leaves it up and watches it. What I'm trying to say is they won't let a Christian organize a pro-life vigil. They won't let a conservative member of Congress even reach their members on Facebook. But they'll let some trendy dude who wears video game outfits sit up there and go, we're going to have 1.6 million people storm a military base. Facebook was set up by the left and the CIA. So was Google. They are 100% running this. Matty Roberts, Area 51 Facebook event creator, reveals his identity. Now, this guy may just be a useful idiot. But again, Facebook created same day Pentagon kills the exact same project. Life log that was meant to track everything you do in your life and get you to opt into it like an idiot. InQtel funded Zuckerberg. That's the DARPA funding arm for new projects. It's not even classified that Google was set up by the NSA and CIA. It's not even classified. And that's why they're panicking that Trump is putting as the head of national intelligence, Congressman Ratcliffe, who understands all this. But there's a lot to get control of and a lot in the bureaucracy. And Facebook was designed and built for taking down countries and producing mobs who could be organized into things like the Arab Spring. I'm going to break that down next hour as well. Before, we are joined by a recently retired state police officer, the brother of IRS famous whistleblower, Treasury agent Joe Bannister. His brother will be joining us, recently retired, and was one of the people that headed up security at the Garlic event, where 15 shot, 3 dead, 1 a 6-year-old boy, and 1 the shooter. An example of victim zones where they are gun-free zones where these psychotics go, because it's advertised, instead of suicide or suicide by a cop, they'll just go to an event and shoot a bunch of people. That's all coming up at the bottom of the next hour, but I am going to get to, first, how they are fomenting that whites are inherently evil, and so attacks on white people all over Europe, all over Canada, all over the U.S. are just exponential. And the FBI doesn't call those hate crimes. And then they put out fake statistics that there's record numbers of whites engaged in, quote, terror. And they call any type of crime or event a terror attack. And then they say, oh, there's been over 100 terror attacks by white people in 2018. That's the latest numbers. And then I guarantee you, in Austin, Texas, and I love black folks that love me, but I grew up in Dallas, man. I had black friends, but I sure as hell knew a lot of black folks were as racist as you can get. And I guarantee you there are hundreds of racial attacks on white people every year in Austin. And it's nothing compared to Dallas. Don't believe me? Just go to the south side of Dallas if you're white and walk around a little bit. Black people pull up and say, hey, man, you're dumb. What are you doing around here? There's something wrong with you? Listen, I'm not against you, but you don't get your ass hurt. Woo, cracker, you're in the wrong place. So, this is what the left is fomenting and pushing, and it's very dangerous, and I'm going to break down exactly how it's working and how they're doing it when we get into the next hour. But the first thing I want to hear in that little short no man's land, some stations don't carry the first 5 minutes, but some stations don't want to carry the fake news, so why shouldn't they just carry our little special reports at the start of each hour for the first 5 minutes, and we go to break 5 minutes after, 6 minutes after we come back, the standard radio clock. But for stations that want it, they're always welcome to take all or part of the reports we air. And the one we're going to air is dealing with what happened in Baltimore and Cummings and how insane it is. Baltimore ignored by race-baiting millionaire Congressman Elijah Cummings, who wants to keep people, period, down on the plantation, never give them any hope. Trump is actively trying to help all communities and bring us together. The left is funded by offshore corporations and others, just like the Chi-Coms that own Hollywood, to teach us to hate ourselves. But we're coming together regardless. Take this.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.